USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is pushing up a key date involving eligibility for coronavirus vaccinations.
By no later than April 19th, in every part of this country, every adult over the age of 18 or older will be eligible to be vaccinated.
The original deadline was May 1st. Speaking at the White House, Biden said 150 million Americans have received shots since he entered the White House in January. Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick is criticizing a major North Texas business, raising complaints about two election bills in the legislature.
Is that okay with you, Mr. American Airlines? I can name other companies, but American Airlines seems like leading the charge on these types of issues.
The American Airlines government liaison admitting they have not read the bill. This is USA Radio News.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose, too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Crews are bringing extra equipment to help pump more water out of a Florida reservoir on the verge of collapse. They've been working nonstop to avoid flooding nearby homes and businesses, which remain evacuated. Florida Republican Congressman Vern Buchanan telling NBC News.
I know they're making some progress, but to see the water spewing out, it looked pretty contaminated to me.
Forrest Wheeler and his family had to be evacuated.
Knowing that the Manatee County Sheriff's Office has evacuated 1,000 people, it makes me think that they think it's going to happen.
The reservoir is holding less than 300 million gallons of contaminated water, but that could be emptied by Thursday. A new Morning Consult poll shows that 60% of Americans do not support Major League Baseball moving the All-Star Game out of Atlanta over Georgia's new voting law. The tourism and hospitality industry in Cobb County, Georgia, is set to lose over $100 million with the move. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
The federal government is weighing in on COVID-19 passports.
The federal government won't require a COVID vaccination passport, according to the White House chief medical advisor. The concept of a passport in some form to provide proof of a COVID vaccination has been contentious in the last few weeks, with Florida Governor Ron DeSantis signing an executive order banning them in his state. But Dr. Anthony Fauci says that's not something the federal government is planning on requiring for business or travel. He tells Politico that will be left up to private entities.
And I do believe that there will be individual entities that will do that. There may be theaters that say you don't get in unless you have proof of vaccination. There may be colleges or other educational institutions that do that. I'm not saying they should or that they would, but I'm saying you could foresee how an independent entity might say, well, we can't be dealing with you unless we know you're vaccinated, but it's not going to be mandated from the federal government.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia said he would support a raise in the corporate tax rate to 25%, but not 28% as President Biden wants. That's because it would hurt the country's competitiveness. That news on the heels that the Senate parliamentarian ruled that Senate Democrats could pass their infrastructure bill via reconciliation, which requires only a majority vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.